And then it gets really weird.
It's weird. 1956, Thanksgiving, 39 years after, Tom Thompson goes missing, is found, and is buried, and supposedly exhumed and taken away. People in Canoe Lake never believed that he had ever been moved. They always thought that this undertaker had hoodwinked the Thompson family. And so in 1956, four guys get into the hooch, grab some shovels, and off they hike into the hills, and they're going to find out where Tom is or isn't. Dig three times. Third time, they strike a casket. They dig down. They pull out a shin bone. They run off, and they get Harry Ebbs, who's a doctor, a medical practitioner, who was connected to the Taylor Statton camps and married into the family. A wonderful man. I knew him. Man of immense integrity. He goes up to see what it is. He pulls out the leg bone, measured it against his own, says that whatever this skeleton is, it's a man of approximately my height, which is about 6 feet, Thompson's height. He takes the skull out, examines it. The Ontario Provincial Police have sent an officer up and a forensic scientist, Dr. Noble Sharp, main scientist with the Ontario Attorney General's office at the time. Fundamental in the Stephen Truscott case. This is a major player. And he's there when the skull comes out. They determine between the two of them that they're not total experts in that, but it's obviously good teeth in that. This is a male of European origin. And Sharp says the hole in the skull, obviously a 22 shot, 22 rifle, he decides at the moment. And Harry Ebbs is satisfied with this. He thinks everything's fine. He takes the bones down to Toronto, puts them in an orange crate, one of those wooden crates that used to ship oranges in, takes them down to the scientists in Toronto, hands them over, and goes back to Canoe Lake. Scientists do their work. They use the science of 1956. Professor Grant is in charge of it, a man of international reputation, the author of Grant's Anatomy. And he puts in a report to the Attorney General's office that no, this is not Tom Thompson. Thompson was 39, European origin. This man is an Aboriginal, aged 20. Okay, what about the hole in the skull? Right where Thompson was hit, left temple. Well, the reason for that, Grant said, was that this poor Aboriginal young man had one time suffered a brain hemorrhage or a stroke, and so they had done a very rare operation called a trephination on it, and that explained the hole. Harry Ebbs hears about this. What is going on here? He left behind papers in an interview which he said must never be revealed until his death. And the family subsequently has given me this information. He went down to Toronto. He recorded everything that he did. He went down to Toronto. He challenged Grant. Grant wouldn't listen to him. He's shut out. He's frozen out. He's taken into a meeting with the Attorney General of Ontario, Kelso Roberts, and the Deputy Minister of Lands and Forests, Frank McDougall, former Algonquin Park superintendent himself. They say in the meeting that they're going to go with the Grant report. They say they're going to do it because the family doesn't want any more upset, and it's not fair to the poor Thompson family. They seem to have made all these decisions on their own without ever talking to the Thompson family. And as Harry Ebbs wrote, he said, I was told they did it to put an end to the furor. So they announced that it's an Aboriginal. The furor does die down, 1956, and now 54 years later, we're right back at that skull talking about it.
Because Roy McGregor uses the science of the day, and you send it off to an expert who then sends it off blind to another expert.
Through kind of a fluke, I was connected to Dr. Ron Williamson of the University of Toronto, a forensic archaeologist. He has a business in which he's renowned for being, they identify Civil War soldiers that have been dug up. Computer programming that has image resonating, that has analysis from point by point on the structure of the bone, and that he gave it blind to four different scientists. The most important one to begin with was Dr. Susan Pfeiffer, who was once head of the graduate studies at the University of Toronto. She's an expert in Aboriginal cemeteries, graveyards, whatever you want to do, in bone structure and that. Then the other scientists went to work with computer programming, obviously not available in 1956, and concluded that the skull from that picture and the skull recovered in 1956 could not belong to anyone but Tom Thompson. But the coup de grace is Ron Williams sent it off blind in a package of other work to a forensic artist called Victoria Lywood at John Abbott College in Montreal. She's an expert at aging, children, you know, when they see it, the police will do that. This is what this child abducted at age 3 might look like at 10. She recreates facial features on skulls or badly damaged victims of whatever. She worked for months, and she sent it back not having a clue who this John Doe, she called him, might be. And when I got the message from Ron Williamson, he said, he had Victoria's report, he said, sit down, pour a drink, take a Valium, and open up this file, and I did. And I was looking at Tom Thompson. I think I know how Tom Thompson was killed. I think I know who killed him, how, and what happened. But may the mystery live on forever. There are two mysteries to Tom Thompson. What happened to him? Where is he buried? We've solved the one. We know where he's buried. He's still at Canoe Lake. Let the other live forever, because Tom's art is intertwined with this mystery. Mystery feeds off the art feeds off the mystery, and they become together. Tracy Thompson, Tom's great-grandniece, tells me that she never wants to see them separated. She never wants to see the mystery stop. She says, her phrase is, let the chatter never end. And I think that, you know, what is it now, 2010? We're talking about Tom Thompson.
The book is Northern Light, The Enduring Mystery of Tom Thompson and the Woman Who Loved Him. I've been speaking with the author, Roy McGregor, and Northern Light is published by Random House of Canada.